Blog Talk Radio.
NFL Draft Final Player Spotlight.
Oh, back at it again. Thanks for joining us. This is your host, Rick Saratella. I'm in the saddle for another live Player Spotlight Show interview here on the NFL Draft Bible. Thanks for tuning in. And tonight, you choose the right night to tune in because we got a special guest from the University of Las Vegas, the UNLV Running Rebels linebacker Jason Beauchamp is on the NFL Draft Bible hotline, and we're going to welcome him into the show and get right into it because Jason is a pass rushing specialist who led the UNLV team in tackles this past season, 95 stops, 12 behind the line of scrimmage, 6.5 sacks. And I'm going to ask you, Jason, this past year, who's the toughest opponent that you had to face this past season?
I think my toughest opponent had to be Max Hall, probably from BYU, just as far as a quarterback. And, you know, he's a veteran and the guy, he really is in tune with his teammates, his receivers. And, you know, that was a great challenge this year.
Sure, that's a great collegiate player. And Max Hall, BYU quarterback, hard to argue there. How about this past season, Jason? Just talk a little bit about the team and how you guys fared and what were your goals and expectations, both from a personal and team standpoint. You know, what were some of the things that you worked on along the way? Take us through your journey through the season before we get to the draft season.
Okay. You know, well, leading into the season, the year before, I was leading, I think I was finished number 5 in the country as far as for all-time tackles in a single season. It was something like 120 some tackles. So, as you said earlier, you said pass rushing. You were talking about me pass rushing. You know, I never did that until my senior year. And they decided that, hey, you know, as far as linebacker goes, I did what I can do there my junior year. And they decided to move me to defensive end and you know, pass rush. So, you know, it just I was excited, took on a whole new challenge. You know, the team, we had a couple of, you know, down seasons for the couple of years before that. So, you know, we knew that as far as seniors and, you know, the team goes, we needed a huge season. The year before, we had one game from a bowl game, making it to go to a bowl game. And, you know, it just seemed like the table was set, you know, and Vegas was ready, the community was ready to go. So, you know, it was just a huge year. And as now, UNLV actually, we got a new head coach and everything. We didn't do as well as we thought we would do, but there was definitely some upsides. There was definitely some upsides to this season. And, you know, I think that, I mean, we all just grew from the experience of having Coach Mike Sanford, who was originally from Utah and got the job at UNLV. And, I mean, just going into the season, I mean, we were just very optimistic and we knew that as a unit we could, you know, make some noise. And the year before we had beat Arizona State when they were number 4. I think they were number 4 in the country at one point. And, you know, we just had a lot of potential. We had a lot of potential and, you know, we were ready to, you know, just take advantage of you know, being the hungry underdog. So we actually were one game shy of going to another bowl game. But, you know, overall, I mean, a successful season, a lot of, you know, we had a lot of support and we won some, you know, some pretty big games. So we went overtime with Oregon State. Had a couple sacks there. Had you know, individual, a lot of individual success as far as pressure goes, sacks. I had 2 weeks I was a player of the week as far as the Mountain West goes. And, I mean, you know, the Mountain West, it's just a huge, you know, whirlwind as far as, I mean, the Mountain West is getting better every year. And, you know, the Mountain West is making noise with teams, you know, TCU and Utah and BYU and, you know, Wyoming and New Mexico. I mean, the teams are just getting better and better, you know. So I felt like we're just, you know, getting better every year. And this year is going to be the year that they totally change it around.
All right. We're talking to Jason Beauchamp here of the UNLV Running Rebels as we talk to him 9 days away from the 2010 NFL draft, just 9 days away, Jason. And I'm going to ask you how you feel when you hear that. But, you know, for those of you at home that want to get more information on Jason, he actually chronicled the season in a weekly column for the Las Vegas Sun, Now or Never. And, you know, the fans were able to follow him all season long. And, Jason, I see here you've already earned a bachelor's degree in journalism and media studies, and you're going for your master's in sports education. So a good example both on and off the field here. I mentioned we're 9 days away from the 2010 NFL draft. What goes through your head when you hear that?
I mean, it's a dream come true. And, you know, thinking that I've actually even have this opportunity and, you know, I'm getting a chance, that's all I could ask for. I never was a guy, you know, where you know, I thought I was going to be, you know, get drafted early or you know, things just never, no one really took care of me. You know, you have to work hard and earn everything you get. So any type of glimpse of hope, an opportunity, you know, I'm going to take advantage of it. So regardless of what happens is when I get my chance, you know, I'm looking forward to proving, you know, to myself and to the whatever team I'm playing for and the coaches, you know, what I really can do. So, I mean, it's just, you know, it's a blessing. It's a blessing just to be able to say that and that I know I'm going to have a chance to make a difference.
And we're speaking with Jason Beauchamp of the UNLV Running Rebels here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. Jason, speaking of opportunities, you had a chance to go and play in the East-West Shrine Game there in front of 32 NFL, you know, representative from 32 NFL teams in attendance. You got a chance to showcase your skills, meet and greet with teams. Talk a little bit about how that experience went for you.
Well, the East-West Shrine Game was in Orlando, Florida, this year. And, you know, it was just a whole new intensity that, you know, I'm used to as far as college football goes. But it was a whole new type of intensity, you know, all the time. And just as far as we had our coach, head coach was Marty Schottenheimer. His brother was my position coach at with the linebackers. And, you know, they really told us, you know, just how realistic, you know, as far as our chances are of going to the NFL and how – you know, lucky we are to be in that position, and at the same time, you know, how much more difficult it's really going to get come mini camp and watching film and being able to, you know, speak the language of football. You know, there's a lot that goes into this, and you know, they made sure that we knew that. We met with tons of guys, advisors, the Players Association, you know, the list goes on, and the scheduling. I mean, it was around the clock. We had, you know, we had meetings. We had to be places. We had to make sure that, you know, we had everything. We it's a whole new business to this game now. You know, and you have to be accountable for, you know, for your actions and what you do. So, you know, they made sure we understood that part of football. And as far as, you know, the special teams go, and, you know, there's so much more to football than what, you know, it's not all just the game and the bright lights and you know, making plays and everything, because, you know, there's a lot of work that goes into this, and there's a lot of guys. There's guys across the country that all want to be, you know, where I'm actually, you know, trying to get there and where we're all trying to get. And, you know, it's a tough business. It's a really tough business. And, you know, throughout the week, the practices, I felt like it was moving so fast. Everything was up-tempo, you know, and it was just different being, you know, under a microscope. We knew all the coaches, you know, were out there, which you could either, you know, let that affect you, or you could, you know, do what you came to do. So there's another whole mental aspect of the game. Come game time, you know, I just relaxed and I felt like, hey, you know, this is what I've been doing my whole life. And, you know, I need to take advantage of this opportunity and you know, make the most out of this. So, you know, I felt like I did well in the game and made some tackles behind the line of scrimmage and, you know, just running around out there and, you know, and at the end of the day, I was like, hey, you know, that's, you know, this, it's just football. You know, we put all this into it, but at the end of the day, can you not play football? So, I mean, it was just an eye-opening experience, and, you know, I just learned a lot from it.
Okay, talking to Jason Beauchamp here of UNLV, and we're getting down to our two-minute drill here, Jason. Running out of time now. A couple weeks ago, you had your pro day, and once again, you were on display for NFL teams, did pretty well there, 30 bench press repetitions for a linebacker, which is extremely well, ran in the 4.7 second range. Before I let you go, I do want to get a official current up-to-date height and weight, and then also the best game tape for NFL teams to go back and take a look at on you this past season, Jason.
All right, well, I'm 6'3". I'm weighing 245 right now. And, you know, I think that the best game for NFL teams to watch this year would be Oregon State, New Mexico, or Colorado State. I'm going to give you three.
There you go. And if I were to say, tell me in 10 seconds or less why Jason Beauchamp, if I'm an NFL team, tell me why I should draft you.
I'm versatile. I'm aggressive. I can run side to side. I'm a playmaker. I'm intelligent. I can make plays behind the line of scrimmage. I'm a quick decision maker. Is my 10 seconds up?
Yeah, Jason, very good job, man. It was a pleasure talking to you. I would love to get you back on again, maybe before the draft or hopefully after the draft. You could check in with us and touch base. I would love to have you on. And that was Jason Beauchamp, UNLV linebacker. I'm telling you, folks, this is one name you certainly want to remember next week during the week of the draft. We are 9 days away. And that's just going to about do it again here on another live edition of the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. If you want to go back and check our archives, you can catch the entire interview with Jason Beauchamp, UNLV, a name to remember in this year's 2010 NFL Draft.